Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Belmont Clemmy head football coach Kyle Wilkinson. And last night, your team taking on South Central Calhoun, and they're able to get past you, Coach. But before we talk about the game a little bit, some nice football, Iowa football weather last night, as it was pretty chilly and some points here in North Iowa, windshield down to as much as 30 degrees last night. So kind of feels like football weather here in fall. Did it feel like that in Belmont last night?
Oh, it sure did. It was a beautiful night. Had a little bit of snow, a little bit of sleet, a little bit of rain. It's one of those where we got the mix of about everything within a good hour or two of football. And, just the smell in the air smells like football. And, it's just great to have, and our kids get pumped with it, it's you love football weather, love football weather.
And Coach, last night your team falls to South Central Calhoun, 56-12. But a bright spot, Coach, as we've talked about, your team continues to progress, and seems like your team continues to progress week in and week out. You score a season high points in 12 points last night against South Central Calhoun, Coach. Let's talk about that. How was the offense working last night?
You bet, and it worked. It worked great. You know, I think it's the best we've ever looked at against a tough South Central Calhoun team. You know, they're big, physical, and we were running the ball pretty well. We ran the ball way better than we ever have. We had a couple kids giving it their all last night, and it worked out successfully for us. And we were throwing the ball well too. Both aspects of the game for us were working out well on offense. Our defense still needs a little work. South Central Calhoun, very well coached team, has a lot of consistency in regards to how they run their offense, bringing in big kids year after year after year. Brock Mattress is, a three-year starter, a stud of a back. And, they kind of had their way with us in regards to physicality. But we showed a lot of signs of small victories in regards to, again, we had the most yards we've ever had for the second week in a row, the most first downs, most rushing yards, most passing yards. So, you got to look at all those bright spots with how young our team is.
And, Coach, maybe a, kind of a non-quit attitude for your team, because you guys did fall down 21-0 in the first quarter, but you guys don't give up in the second and the third quarter are the two quarters in which you scored in after falling behind early. So maybe a little bit of a no-quit attitude out of your team.
You bet. And it's unfortunate that we've had to look at it this way, but we have, and our kids have embraced it in regards to not paying attention to what the scoreboard says. Just going out there each and every play and giving it 100% individually and as a team. Help your brother to the left, help your brother to the right, and make sure you're giving it your all for them. And that's kind of what we focus on. We stay positive all game, and I think that's a big change that we've had, is we don't have negative comments flying out there, even though we've been down most of the time this season. And, I think that'll help these young men later on in life rather than just helping them, this day, tomorrow, yesterday. That's what we're looking at doing, is helping them become better young men and fight through adversity, in the future as well.
And Joe, you kind of hit on a point there, and it makes a lot of sense. And maybe some positives that the years have taken out of the season is not all about football, but sometimes it's about life and teaching players and young men about life. And do you guys feel that as coaches?
You bet. We're 20, 30, 30 years out of high school, and we've been through life, We know that life can slap you in the face sometimes and get hard, and there's hardly ever anyone out there that just breezes through life, and that's kind of what we teach them. We work a lot of team bonding stuff, because everybody remembers their football days, whether it's 10, 15, 20 years. You remember darn near every game you played, some life lessons, this and that, and that's just what we're trying to get through to them. We knew coming into the season it was going to be rough in regards to wins and losses, but we're trying to make the most of it with these young men, and teach them how to become great adults, great fathers, great husbands, great dads, you know, and just great family men.
And, Coach, you guys' season will continue as you guys will play your additional regular season game, your Week 9 game against Lake Mills, against the team that you guys played last year in this game as well. And last year you guys went to Lake Mills. This time you guys get to play Lake Mills at home, a team that hasn't had the best year either this season, and maybe an opportunity for both teams next Friday night.
You bet. They're in a little bit of a better boat than us, but you know, size wise, matchup wise, I think we match up very well, and hopefully our guys can finally see some success for four quarters in regards to that aspect. And you know, we're both going to come out and fight. We both know, you know, there is no tenth game. This is it, and you know, we're going to both probably leave it all out there for 48 minutes, and hopefully Belmont comes out on top.
How about coaching against a guy that's been doing this for a very long time? I know you in your first year as the head coach, and Coach Burns now getting ready to complete his 27th year as a head coach. So maybe an opportunity to kind of see a guy that's been doing it for a very, very long time, and maybe kind of fun for you as well.
You bet. You know, I've had that, you know, darn near all season long in regards to facing coaches that have been there for a while. And I've reached out to a couple of them, plan to reach out to a couple more in the off season, and just ask, you know, specific questions for advice, and go from there, just to make myself better. I know I'm not perfect, and you know, hopefully I can out coach Burns, and hopefully we can get a victory, although I know he's got he'll come with a few tricks up his sleeve, I'm sure, but just hope we can come out with a W.
All right, Coach, and I know you've been doing a fantastic there with the gentleman this year at Belmont, and so awesome to see. Well, Coach, I wish you the best of luck against the Bulldogs next week, and we'll talk to you one more time to wrap up the season next Saturday. Really appreciate you taking some time.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
That was Belmont Clemmie head football coach Kyle Wilkinson.